dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week. It's Friday. February 8th, in a well with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number, and you can call it all weekend. We have a special running this weekend because prices are going to go up on Monday. MS61, $10 liberties, $550. You don't have many, get them while you can. Quick check of Wall Street, by the way, that toll-free number, 800-691-7898. And I'm not kidding you. All prices are going to go up big. Just what happens when, gold soars. What can I say? Dow Jones Industrial ended the week down again, a seesaw day, but off its lows, down almost, it was down almost 180 points at one stage. Closed down 64 points at 12,182. NASDAQ up 11. And just because Amazon bought back $1 billion worth of stock, closed up 11 at 2,304. S&P 500 off 5 at 1,331. Gold, pretty much like Ron Paul, nobody pays any attention to it, including those talking heads on CNBC. And they may live to regret that. Gold today closed up $16 at $924. Seems like only yesterday it was $888. Silver up 37 cents at $17.23. Platinum up $10 at $1,889, another new all-time high. Palladium up $1 at $442. Let me correct a statement I made yesterday. I said the U.S. Treasury had seized $17 billion of assets from Venezuela. Exxon won a court order against Venezuela for nationalizing industries in the country. And it was U.S. and British courts that seized the assets. A rumor hit the floor today that Venezuela was going to retaliate against the United States by shutting off the oil spigot. Needless to say, crude oil soared on that rumor, closing up $3.60 a barrel. Crude oil, once again, over $90 a barrel, to close at $91.71. U.S. dollar, why it's still where it is, who knows? U.S. dollar weaker by 20 basis points at 76.65. We could talk a lot about what's going on with the economy, and I'm sure we'll touch on it. But yesterday on the show, I went into a bit of a rant and a rave about the Republican Party is done. It is all over. It is finished. Today I listened to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. And yes, it is over for the Republican Party. And to help us make sense of this crazy world in which we live in, we have
in
a special
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt? Tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow, and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. I gotta stop saying that. Sound like John McCain. Whenever I get into a pickle trying to figure out the psyche of the political system in the United States, I always dig into my well of old friends who we seem to have a connection with, even though we don't speak on a regular basis. But every now and again, an article will pop up, and in this instance, it was in News with Views website. An old friend, Alan Stang, is the author of a new article that you can find there, entitled Super Tuesday Talk Radio and Dr. No. My great pleasure to welcome old friend Alan Stang to the flip side. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, my friend. Good to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. couldn't have wanted a better person to talk with in light of these events that have been unfolding of late. And today I took the time, which I don't usually do, to listen to what Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity had to say on their shows, because it's pretty evident that the Republican Party is in the beginning stages of unraveling and will soon be a party in demise. And it would more than likely suffer the same fate as the Republican policy of, in order to save the village, we've got to burn it down. And I think in this instance, in order for the Republican Party to think it's going to survive in any way, shape, or form, it will have to be completely dismantled from the top down, maybe even given a new name.
You're ahead of me. pardon me, Robbie, you're ahead of me. Would you take just a moment to tell me what you mentioned Humbug and Hanatwit. What did they say? I've been writing all day. I haven't heard them. I don't know what they said.
Well, as you know, Rush was a Romney supporter. He's never really liked John McCain in any way, shape, or form. And it must have came as a shock to his system when Mitt Romney dropped out of the race. And obviously, he's also getting a lot of heat from his listeners. And so today on his show, it was where he pretty much threw in the towel and said, look, we're either going to end up with Hillary Rodham Clinton or Barack Obama as the next president. And the only way that the Republicans can save themselves is if we start electing senators and congressmen in order to offset what more than likely anybody paying attention to politics knows, that the Democrats more than likely are going to gain seats in both the House and the Senate. Pretty much what we're going to do is, in politics in America, we swing from one side of the pendulum to the other. When George Bush became president, the Republicans were given the majority in the House and the Senate, and it seems as though the pendulum's going to swing all the way over to the other side. Not only are we going to have a Democratic president, but we more than likely will have a large majority in the House and the Senate. And the only way that Rush now thinks that we have a chance of preserving Republicanism as if there's enough Republican congressmen and senators to thwart the efforts of the Democrats.
In other words, he, if I understand correctly, he is washing his hands of the presidential race and saying we should concentrate on the congressional races.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I did hear Hanatwit yesterday. And yesterday he was very subtly starting to move away from Romney and to start his endorsement of McCain. He didn't make a big thing of this, but I could tell from listening that he's getting ready to move his people behind McCain on behalf of the Republican Party. So that sounds like something a little bit different from what you're describing today on the Rush show. But I would suggest, Robbie, that although politically there is this pendulum that you're talking about, in point of fact, there really isn't a swing at all, because all you're really talking about are the different personalities within one big movement, the Republicrat movement, which includes both parties, and that is why whichever party you find in power, you don't really see a difference in policy. You see different personalities, different ways of doing it, but the policy, the basic policy, doesn't change. So, for example, if Hillaroid succeeds in becoming a president, you are going to see a takeover of the federal government by a horde of rampaging bull dykes. And that will look somewhat different from what we have today. But the policy, the same policy will simply be imposed with a different style. And that is going to mislead a lot of people who always look on the surface to see what the superficial aspect of the situation is, but it won't change anything. I mean, we've seen that again and again. I remember decades ago when I was first starting to vote, noticing that the policy never seemed to change whoever was elected. And I remember asking people at the time why this was, everybody I knew at the time was as dumb as I was. Maybe that was because I was working at NBC in New York. So everybody I knew at the time was as dumb as I was. Nobody could answer my question. I only found out why this was many years later. But it's an indication of the fact that this has been going on, Robbie, for so many years in this country. It's just a different style. When Clinton is in office, you have intern knee prints on the Oval Office carpet. When Bush is in office, you don't have intern knee prints on the Oval Office carpet. It's a refreshing change. But the basic policies remain the same. Remember the Democrats coming into office in the last election were going to get us out of Iraq, and now we find out they won't get us out of Iraq. There will be a debate. Should we stay in for McCain's 100 years or for some other period of years? The only candidate, serious major candidate that I'm aware of who really would represent a difference, of course, would be Dr. Ron Paul of Texas, who, remember, is still in the race and will remain in the race through the convention.
No question about that. He ain't going anywhere. As a matter of fact, today he made the statement that there's absolutely he just mimicked what you said. He says the Republican Party of today might as well be the Democratic Party for all their policies and their agendas.
Yes, I didn't get to hear him say that, but that's absolutely correct. Yeah, there really isn't any difference whatsoever between the parties. Again, the only difference is the personalities of the people who run the parties. I mean, everybody has a different personality. So you have a personality, I have a personality, we're both quite different, we're both talk radio guys, so if you do a show, it sounds one way, and if I do a show, it sounds a different way, but we're both doing the same thing. Well, the same thing in politics. And that's all you've got. That is the basic difference. For example, I mean, if you go down the list of the policies, I don't know why this comes to mind, maybe because we're talking about the Clintons, but you mentioned Clinton, or maybe I did, but remember, it was the Republicans who kept Clinton in office. They could have convicted him of impeachment and kicked him out of office, but he was saved by the Republicans. And you see things like this again and again, back and forth, one party, one election after the other, until the point arrives at which you realize, hey, it really doesn't make a lot of difference which one is in. It's just going to be the same policy implemented in a different way.
But don't you think that obviously, and this is based on, and I base this just on the turnout that we have seen over the last month between the Democrats and the Republicans. John McCain barely got a majority in his home state of Arizona. He got 47% of the vote, which means that, the way I look at it, 53% of the people of Arizona do not approve of John McCain. But the turnout on the Democratic side dwarfed the turnout on the Republican side. And
yes,
as you know, we've got to take a quick break.
Yes.
We'll be right back. We'll be speaking with Alan Stang, an old friend of this network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The world. Any person who could change the world would be Ron Paul. We're speaking with Alan Stang. You can access Alan's website at alanstang.com. Full list of, 500 books you've written. What's how many books have you written?
I think, Robbie, I've written 16 or 17 books, not hundreds. I've written hundreds of magazine articles. But
yes.
I think 16 or 17 books.
And are you a weekly columnist with News and Views?
Pretty much a weekly columnist, yes. Sometimes more than once a week, but usually once a week. You can find my pieces either on newswithviews.com, or of course you can find them, as you said, on my own site, alanstang.com.
What, do you wake up in the middle of the night tearing your hair out and you have to get behind a typewriter? Is that how you do it?
Sometimes I wake up and get behind the typewriter, but Robbie, I do not tear my hair out, because when you have as little hair left as I do, you want to be very cautious about how you treat it. So no, I don't tear my hair out. I don't need to tear it out.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, we had a little chat earlier on today, and I mentioned to you that, well, just so you know, I mean, I could, when I lived in South Africa and heard a little bit about American history, I could never figure out how a brother and brother could have fought each other in the American Civil War, because I never understood the difference between Yankees and Southerners. But as I mentioned to you today, I mean, we are on the verge of another American Civil War, because the Republican Party pretty much is still predominated by Yankees.
That's true. The Yankees still control the party. Now, there has been a tremendous influx of Southerners into the Republican Party on the lower levels, but they don't control the party. Remember that after Lincoln's communist war to destroy the Union, which is what I call it, after that war conducted by the Republican Party of the day, the Southern states became the solid South for the Democrats in opposition to the Republican Party, and that opposition, that patriotic opposition, continued until the communists took control of the Democrat Party, a process which began in 1912 with the engineered takeover of the federal government by the election of Woodrow Wilson, chosen by Marxist Edward House as the Democrat candidate that year, and the man whose administration was responsible for the introduction of the Marxist income tax and the Marxist Federal Reserve, both of them planks of the Communist Manifesto, of course. And that election in 1912 began the takeover of the Democrat Party, which is probably where Dr. Paul would have been in the pre-Wilson Democrat Party, and I'm guessing where you and I would have been at the time. But then what happened was that as the communist control of the Democrat Party became more and more obvious, as it was cemented in the administration of liar, traitor, swindler, thief, and mass murderer Franklin Roosevelt, when people began to see that he had communists as his guests in the White House, and that he was shipping billions of dollars of lend-lease to Stalin, and had tricked us into the war on Stalin's behalf, when that control became more and more obvious, now you see another shift. You saw another shift in the South from the solid South, from the Democrat Party, now back to the Republican Party, which now assumed an utterly uncharacteristic, phony, utterly spurious reputation as the party of limited government and lower taxes, when, of course, it was founded in 1856 to be just the opposite. The Republican Party has always been the party of big government, high taxes, and imperial conquest.
Well, history does have a way of repeating itself. We're speaking with Alan Stang. Take a short break. Right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Stang. You can access Alan's website at alanstang.com. Let's take a call here, Alan. We got sure. Joel in Wisconsin. Hey, Joel.
Hello.
Hey, Joel. Hi. What do you know?
I don't know. It's confusing. I don't have time to tell you all. I used to listen to Alan. He was on later.
We all did.
What?
We all did.
Okay. And he was one of the first ones that I ever heard use the term Islamofascist. And he was, if I remember right, he was all for the war. I was just wondering if he still goes along with those.
Well,
like
no, I wouldn't say, Joe, that I was all for the war. What I was saying was we should never have been in the war, just as we should never have been in the war in Vietnam. What I was saying, though, is applying realism to the situation. Now that we are in the war, now that they've gotten us into the war, we need to win the war and get out.
Who got us in, do you think?
Who got us in? Well, yeah. wasn't it El Presidente Jorge W. Bush?
Yeah, he got us in, but I don't know what the Islamos had to do with that.
Well,
you must be coming from a position that the alleged attack on 911 was real, and that's really never been proven.
Well,
if that was a setup to get us to war with them,
when did I say the opposite?
I didn't say you did, but why would you be holding it against the Islamo fascists if they had nothing to do with it?
Well, back up a little bit.
All right.
Remember that the Muslims have been making war on us from the very beginning. By the very beginning, I mean the very beginning of their pseudo-religion. Do you know what the first war, whom we fought in the first war the United States fought when it was after it was founded?
If I cannot trust how we got into the last war, how could I possibly trust what happened on the war that you're talking about way before our time?
Well, Joe, I'm just asking you a question. We're having a conversation. I'm just asking, do you know what war that is?
How could I... Whatever war it is, it's way before my time.
Okay.
The war that happened right in front of you and me, the last one that happened, we can't even trust what happened then.
Well, that's
Why
true.
Would you want to go back and trust whatever you were told caused that one?
Well, Joe, I mean, don't you believe in studying history? I mean, you say it happened before your time. Does that mean we don't study, look at anything that happened before our time?
After what I've seen in my lifetime, I can't trust that. We just saw us get into a war. And history's written one way, and we saw it another way.
Well, you're quite right about that, but you've got me scratching my few hairs left now that Robbie and I were just talking about. I'm wondering now how you can have a conversation, how you can learn anything if you don't believe in studying the history of anything that happened before your time. I mean, we've only been alive a few years.
Okay.
Are we only going to talk about what happened while we've been alive?
Let me ask you a question. Do you trust the media and do you trust our government?
No and no.
Okay. Now, if all of our information comes from the media and our government, how can you trust anything?
Well, it all our information doesn't come from those sources, Joe. Obviously, we are being lied to all the time. You know that's why you're listening to Robbie, because you know that Robbie will tell you the truth, and you know that Robbie is a man of long, broad experience. You know that Robbie escaped from South Africa, and so he knows, he has a long context, and that's why you're listening. So, obviously, you know that there are some places where you can get the truth. And that's all I'm saying. I'm saying it's a little more complicated than you appear to make it. Sure, we're being lied to all the time, but if you're willing to hit the books and investigate, you can find out the truth. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, Joe, the first war that the United States ever fought was against the Muslims. And that was where the statement in the Marine Corps hymn comes from, to the shores of Tripoli. And you may remember that this is around the year 1800. We had paid tribute to the Muslims who were attacking us, attacking our shipping, taking hostages for years. And at its height, we were paying about 20%. I know this sounds unbelievable. We were paying about 20% of our gross national product every year to the Muslims in tribute. And finally, you may remember Charles Cotesworth Pinckney of South Carolina stood up in Congress, and Pinckney said, millions for defense, but not 1 cent for tribute. What was he talking about? This is what he was talking about. So this is the history, Joe. This is all I'm reminding you of, that it didn't start at 9/11. It started a long time ago, long before the shores of Tripoli, even. It started with the birth of this racket known as Islam. Now, are we being lied to today about how they put us into this war? Of course we are, Joe, and that's why we have to investigate, and that's why we have to hit the books and do research, and that's why we have to listen to Robbie Noel.
So the people that let me see if I get you straight. The people that are writing the history today are liars, but the people that wrote the history back then were not. Is this what you're saying?
No, of course they lied about the history in the past. I mean, if you ask the average American out there, what was Lincoln's greatest accomplishment? They'll tell you that he freed the slaves.
Yes,
which he didn't. Which
correct.
He didn't do.
Right. So how did Allen then determine what is true back then and what was not true back then? I mean, you must have some magic glasses.
You've got to learn history, because it was Jefferson, during Jefferson's administration, that, as Allen pointed out, was America's first international conflict against what was called the Barbary Pirates, who were holding ships in the Gulf at ransom, not only American ships, trade ships, but also, obviously, British and French ships.
Oh, yes. In fact, you know, Robbie, it's incredible, but the main place that the Barbary Pirates, the Muslims of the time, raided, of course, were in the Mediterranean. They raided Italy time and again, and they cleaned out the coastal towns so often. People would hide. The coastal Italian towns were devastated. They would kidnap so many people as slaves. But do you know, Robbie, they even actually went as far as Iceland? They got up to Iceland and did a foray there and kidnapped some people from Iceland. So you had a monster situation here conducted by these Muslims more than 200 years ago. And it was that situation that Thomas Jefferson had to deal with, and finally he issued what Dr. Paul is talking about today. Dr. Paul is talking about letters of mark and reprisal from the Constitution. That was the way Jefferson decided to deal with the problem. And eventually, through firm action, of course, he did bring it to an end. With the help of the U.S. Marine Corps, of course.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I think I understood him that he said that now that we're in the war, we have to win it. Am I correct?
That's what I said.
Okay. I'll go off the air then, but if you could tell me how you know when that was going to be done. I mean, how could you tell when we win this war? Well, we'd have to kill all the Arabs? I'm curious how we end up in a country that didn't do anything to us. And
I have a question for you, Joe.
Sure.
Since you're going to hang up.
Yep.
Obviously, you are pushing some line here that I cannot. That's obvious, but I can't identify what it is. You are arguing for something that I can't identify. Why don't you come out with it? Tell us what it is you are pushing here.
I used to listen to you, and I didn't like you. How's that?
Well, that's fair enough. Not everybody likes me.
And the main reason was you were pushing that Islamo-fascist stuff. And my position is you have nothing currently to back that up. So my last question is, you're saying we should win the war, and I would like you to tell us how you would know when that was done.
Okay, that's a very reasonable question.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, so long.
Golly, well, I certainly am happy, Robbie, that Joe at least is man enough to tell me what was on his mind. I couldn't figure it out. Again, remember, this thing with the Muslims has been going on from the beginning into the 20th century, the massacres in the Middle East, all of the countries they have taken over. I'm reading a site now from an Iranian man who says that his country, Iran, is a captive nation. It was captured by the Muslims and suppressed, and the religion of Zoroastrianism, which is the original Iranian religion, has been suppressed. And this Iranian regards his country as a captive nation. All right, now, how would we know that we have won the war? How could we win the war? Compare what's happening to Vietnam. In Vietnam, we won the war, could have won the war, did win the war countless times. We were defeated by Washington. The same thing applies here, where you see our own military being put on trial. Our military has to bring its own lawyers with it in order to make sure that the officers and the men as well are not going to be put on trial for making a mistake. If you take a look at the policy that you see Washington imposing upon our military men in Iraq, you see exactly the same policy that Washington imposed upon our people in Vietnam. And that's why everybody thinks we lost the war. We won the war in Vietnam, but we did lose to Washington, and the same thing is happening here. I mean, ask yourself, in World War II, we fought the most advanced nations on the planet at the same time, and we beat them all, and we were in the war, how long? Let's see, December 41 of 44, but a little more than 3.5 years. Well, here we are fighting Iraq. We're fighting in Iraq for 5 years, no visible end. McClunk, the Republican candidate, nominee, we are told, he says it would be perfectly fine for us to be there 100 years. Well, you just have to know just a few facts to realize something here is fatally wrong. Obviously, we are not going to win the war if the same policy is imposed upon us. And what most people, not enough people realize, that the policy of Washington is not to win the war, it's to fight a war, it's to be in the war. Most Americans assume, wouldn't you say this is true, Robbie? Most people assume that when you enter a war, obviously you're going in to win the war. But that's not the policy that they implement. They don't want to win. They just want to fight because the war is very profitable. The war produces all kinds of opportunities for more totalitarianism, more power. We see the totalitarian superstructure being imposed on our country. They couldn't have gotten away with any of it had it not been for the attack on 9/11 and the war. So... yeah. It seems to me that would be what we would need to do. We would need to change the policy. And, of course, we don't need to kill all the Muslims. We're not fighting all the Muslims. We are fighting these monsters just as we're not fighting all the Vietnamese. We're not fighting all the Muslims, the people of Iraq. But the people who are doing this can be defeated if we have the right policy.
Well, what do you think of Dr. Paul's obvious feelings about America's military involvement in probably 175, closer to 225?
Well, I agree with it.
We could lessen the tensions by just simply closing down all these military installations and bases around the world, which
absolutely.
Ultimately...
I agree with his policy completely. There is absolutely no reason for this. We should dismantle those bases. We should come home. We should maintain an overwhelming, a powerful military. But we should mind our own business, and we should tell people, look, this is our policy of non-entanglement. This is what our founding fathers taught us. We're not going to mess with you. You're in your country. You do what you want. We're here. We're minding our own business. Do not mess with us. It seems to me that is a realistic, sensible, strong, strong American policy. And that is what Dr. Paul advocates. And yes, I think, to my mind, that is a policy that is patriotic, sensible, economical, that makes perfect sense, and that would produce a strong and prosperous America.
Well, there's no question. I mean, ultimately, as you pointed out, the reason why a lot of people have difficulty understanding where we are and how we got here is because of obviously a lack of knowledge about history, but not the politically correct history that has been forced down our throats over so many years, and it's the sole reason why people are confused.
Exactly. You know, Milan Kundera, he's the Czech novelist. Milan Kundera, very, very famous Czech, I think he's Czech. Yeah, Czech novelist. He wrote that when the communists took over, they went out of their way to extirpate, to absolutely erase the history of his country. And he explained the reason they did that is if you don't have a history, you have no idea who you are, what you are. You're like an amnesia victim. You can't do anything. And that's why the communists did that. And that's what they're doing to us here today.
Yeah. We're speaking with Alan Stang. Take a short break. Wrap it all up after this.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven? Journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness.
With Alan Stang. You can access his website at alanstang.com. In one of your articles, you say this, and I think it's apropos. You say that Dr. Ron Paul is an ordinary candidate, and with the numbers he's been getting, anybody else would drop out, but not Dr. Paul. Why, you ask? And you answer, as he has said many times, we, the precinct workers, not Dr. No, run the campaign. He runs at our pleasure. And we are directing him to stay in through the convention. Dr. No is, of course, a true gentleman, a healer, meek, a gentleman. We, the campaign, are not. We are as mean as mongoose with an attitude. And that's very, very true.
Well, I think it has to be true, Robbie, because we are facing, and you know this better than anyone else. I believe, if I remember correctly, you were telling me this afternoon that when your country, South Africa, had reached the point of degeneration where we, in this country, the United States, find ourselves today, you knew it was time to escape.
Yep.
Well, that's where we are. We are facing the possibility that our country, quite literally, could be unraveled, could be dismantled, dissolved, and abolished in a totalitarian socialist dictatorship that would be the world government these people have been trying to impose upon us for decades.
And there's absolutely no argument with that, because we are on the precipice. Well, we are already there. We're standing at the edge of the abyss, about to plunge headlong into it. And unfortunately, for most Americans, they do not see this. And it's only... There's many people that have come to America that have tried to warn Americans about the slippery slope that they are on and the direction that they are heading in. And unfortunately, most people have bought into the concept that government was instituted to protect us from the boogeyman. And in that protection of us against the boogeyman, he has completely eviscerated all the principles on which this nation was founded.
Absolutely right. Yes, we are governed by emergency. We have government by emergency in this country, in which they implement dialectical materialism by creating an emergency and then panicking us to accept the conclusion that they want, and we've seen that really happen dramatically after 9/11. So I think you're absolutely right.
And as you conclude, you say, if you aren't paranoid these days, you are crazy.
Yes, that's my slogan.
Thank you, Mr. Stang. We'll do it again soon.
Robbie, thank you so much. It's always a delight to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Alan Stang. You can access his website at alanstang.com. I trust you all have a good weekend, and we'll see you again Monday. Till then, see you, bye.